Masechet Kelim, Perek Tetvav, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about, we'll start off with a flour sifter. A flour sifter is made of a combination of wood and a mesh screen. Even though it's not your typical container, the screen catches all the debris, all the unwanted components of the mixture. And therefore, we say it's like a container and it can become tameh on a biblical level as well. Here in this Mishnah, we'll talk about whether the screen can become tameh even when it's not attached to the frame. Mishnah says, Yam nafa shel salatin tameh. A screen made out of animal hair from a sifter of people who professionally sift flour can become tameh even when it's taken out of the frame, the wood frame, because it's considered to be a keli even when removed. Even though it was removed from the sifter, it's not considered to be a broken utensil, and it could still become tameh, because a person who sifts flour in a very large amount removes the screen from time to time and cleans it from everything, all the debris that got stuck in the holes. The sifter is designed to be taken apart and then put back together. So even when the screen is removed, it's considered to be a unbroken utensil, and the screen is part of a working utensil, so it has the ability to become tameh. B'shel ba'ale batim tahor. But if it's a screen of people in their homes, it's tahor when it's removed from the sifter, because it's no longer part of a professional keli. A person in private is different than the professional. His own thing that he uses in his house, he doesn't use it very often, and therefore he doesn't take it apart very often. So when it's removed, it's considered to be a broken utensil. It's no longer a functional keli, and therefore it's not subject to tum'ah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af shel godelet tameh moshav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the animal mesh screen of a hairdresser can become tameh as moshav. It could become tum'at midras if a person is tameh, who can cause, he could cause tum'at midras if he sits on it. A object that is meant to be used to sit on is open and could become tameh from midras if people rest their weight on it. In this type of situation, girls would sit in it while they have their hair braided. It would catch the dirt or other things that fall when she works with the girl's hair. So the screen is used as a chair for girls when the hairdresser is doing their hair, so therefore it's subject to tum'at midras if somebody tameh sat on this item, if they sat on the screen which was there to catch everything.